7 years down for the 49ers and John Lynch under their draft era. We're approaching the eighth year now, Wayne. How good has John Lynch actually been in the draft?
Just as good as Kyle Shanahan.
We're going to talk about all of that and more in today's episode of The BAM Show. Let's get it.
All right. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the BAM Show.
Uh-oh. I was on point. What's the matter? What happened? None.
I just felt like saying, uh-oh.
Oh, you got me scared, man. I don't know if you saw some breaking news or something, man. Nah. Like, what's going on?
The only news that's going to be breaking is the San Francisco 49ers traded out of the first round.
Oh, snap.
It's only breaking news we're going to get, man. Is it?
All right. So listen, man, Wayne, how you doing today, bro? What's going on with you?
I'm good. Today is a productive day. To talk some Celtics on Bleacher Report. That was funny. I like when the Celtics lose because I can talk trash. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when they win, when they lose.
Don't it feel good to, like, just air your grievances every once in a while with your team?
Yeah, hell yeah. Like, losses are good for the soul, man. You get the purge, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah,
look, I don't like losses, but you get the purge.
No one does. Look, let's get to some of the important stuff. Slick's got a question for you. I voted for you in the stats poll. Did you move to the next round? Let us know, man.
I appreciate the vote, but first of all, Rob, why you had like us going against? Why did I go? I don't care about nobody else. Why was I going against all the beat writers? Are you trying to say I belong as a beat writer? I'm trying to figure out your method of madness for putting me in that tier. I had to go against Levin Black. I had to go against Tracy Sandler. And then I got mollywopped by Matt Maiocco. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't stand a chance, dog.
Nah. I could stand the rain, but I ain't stand a chance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah, you was getting smoked. Remember we was doing yesterday the 50 cal versus a little 22?
Bro, that was 100 cal right there, yo.
But congrats to you and your run, man. I'm going to give you a round of applause if you ain't going to do it yourself, because I think that is beautiful, man. I think you did a great job, and you deserve that, bro. So that's what's up, man. Represent.
Thanks, man.
Represent your clique. You know what I mean? I'm very, very happy for you out there. That's good. And, you know, it's good to see somebody from Nothing But Niners represented over there. Somebody finally got. I know you on your own now, but damn it, I'm accounted as a dub. Like,
yeah,
I love to see it, bro. Yeah, I love to see it, man.
Yeah, Nothing But Niners till I die, yo. Like, that's what it is.
So loyal to the soil, right?
Loyal to the soil. Hey, Mike, Marty Marr wants to know about this quarterback sermon you had going on.
Yeah. So, Wayne, I made a mistake, bro. I do my Patreons, right? Mm-hmm. And then I take the videos and I upload them to YouTube, but I make them available like 2 days later for the members only. So they get some of the extra content. I made a mistake and made it public instead of members only. And the reason why I'm saying I made a mistake is because I use music. You can get strikes for all that and everything.
Oh.
So I had the song on there, More Than I Can Bear. You know, he'll never put more on me.
God's property.
Than I. Yes, right. So I had that on there and I was just preparing. Remember I told you that you text me like in the middle of the night one day or in the middle of the day and was like, Mike, what if we draft the quarterback? And I was like, yo, you make me sick because now I want to re-record my whole Patreon you on that one. Yeah. So that's the one he's talking about. But that was the song I used in the background to prepare people for a surprise pick that may happen. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Now, your theory was a little bit different. You said that the Niners could pick a quarterback as early as when?
What did I say? Round four.
Oh, okay. All right. Round
one. They could pick a quarterback in round one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You were talking about somebody falling early.
That would be crazy, right? Like if the Niners drafted like a quarterback, like a Michael Penix in round one. And just say, but my theory behind it was you know, Brock is good, but we got to pay him. So the Niners might not want to pay Brock $67 million a year. So Wayne, they just dropped another one.
The team has been successful when they don't have a quarterback salary in the top 10 of the NFL.
So are you saying you're scared when they have to actually pay the quarterback now? That might mess it up.
Did you hear what Jed York said?
Oh, I heard what Jed York said.
Did you hear what Kyle Shanahan said?
I also heard what Kyle Shanahan said.
I don't think. Listen, man. Listen, bro. Jed York said it's a good position to be in if they have to do it. But I don't know if they're down to be paying my man. Yo, Kyle said he got married, so he's going to come back to camp as a whole man. Bro, what? Well, what does that even mean?
That means he's coming to camp.
I dare you try to justify that comment. Go ahead. I'm listening. You good, I mean, too, so I know you're going to connect some dots.
Nah, because, like, all right, so, I mean, typically when you get married, you leave the shit.
You kind of play it?
Nah. No. You grow up. You're a little bit more grownish. Because you have to mature into the matrimony section of your life, right? I'm not saying that Brock wasn't a mature dude, but he's going to be entering a different side of adulthood.
This man was the most mature person.
He was the most mature person on the team. That's bullshit.
Give me one that you thought was more mature than Brock Purdy.
I'm just saying. I thought what they showed us was mature, but on the football field, he different. Brock was getting laid before he got married, so y'all can miss me with that.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
Brock was getting laid before he got married. So
he was getting.
He might not have got laid by this, by the wife that he got married to. You know what I'm saying? But look, all I'm saying is Brock was mature, but you know, on the football field, he was different. He's like a little kid. He did some little kid stuff. Hey, but I'm happy for Brock. The thing I liked about what Kyle said was, now you finally gonna get Brock entering his first full offseason, like, as the quarterback. Like, that's important, right? Because he's never had an offseason as quarterback one. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, he first year he was drafted, he was quarterback three. And then the year after that, he was injured coming back into it. So he missed the offseason then. And now he's going to be coming back into camp as the QB1 healthy. That's what I'm really trying to get to. So I think that's kind of cool, you know. I ain't starting no rumors. I'm just saying.
Okay. All right. So that was, we heard Kyle talking about his quarterback, and I'm going to be honest with you. Let me just start with Kyle real quick, because it's a little negative. I didn't think that he saw or showed those signs of excitement talking about his quarterback. Like, I've seen Kyle talk about some guys, and when those guys are, and as Kyle would say and do, really good, you know, they're really good. He didn't have the head movements.
Give me an example.
What do you mean?
The players that he talked about.
When Kyle talks about the players that he gets excited?
Yeah.
When he talks about Debo, when he talks about Kittle, when he talks about Fred Warner, when he's talking about how good those guys are, his head is going, and they're really, like, he's scooping up the word really good. Like, he gets his head into it. Kyle's not some boisterous, loud,
exuberant guy. With that. Yeah.
So you got to look for the cues.
I think you're reaching.
When he's excited. It's possible, right? But he didn't do that with Brock. I might be reaching, but he didn't do that with Brock the way he's done it with other players.
I don't remember him really doing it, what you're saying, with these other guys either. Like, he'll talk about their accomplishments on the football field, and that's it. Right. He did that with Brock, too. Like, he talked about what he's accomplished, because, you know, the question was, you know, this kid got you to a Super Bowl. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how cool is that? Like, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, but you know what? I'm glad that he's not doing that, because Brock still got stuff to prove. Like, Brock still got to go out there and prove that he can do it again and do it consistently and be consistent and be that guy, be the franchise. Because that's the ultimate question. Like, is Brock the franchise? We won't know until after this season, right? When they enter contract extensions and negotiations and stuff like that. So
right.
come down to that. Like, I mean, we could do a poll. Is Brock the franchise quarterback for the 49ers? 50% may say yes, 50% may say no. But we'll never know until they decide to make that money. Now, you brought up something interesting because
go ahead. What was it? Say it. What was it? Was it about Jed York?
It's just about paying that position a lot of money and then it just not working out. Last time they paid a quarterback, he got injured 150 times.
Yeah, sure did. Sure did.
It was garbage, too.
He had one Super Bowl appearance, though.
Still was garbage.
He did have one Super Bowl appearance. He was trashing it. I've never seen an on-field benching before, and that happened during that Super Bowl run.
Yeah, the playoffs.
They kept him on the field, and he was benched at the same time. So like, this quarterback threw a pick eight. Like, don't pay him if that's what they're going to turn into, bro. Because Kyle also said that Jimmy was really good before. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying.
Did he do the head nod?
He said no, which is why I made that comparison. Because he never did the scoop and score, the head scoop. With
that's why
Jimmy.
I'm asking. That's why I'm asking you. See what I'm saying? That's why I'm asking. I'm not saying you're wrong. I just said you was reaching. But if this is something that you've assessed and you've seen, then the consistency is there. If he didn't head nod for Jimmy, maybe he doesn't do it for the quarterback position.
That's fair. That is fair. And we're going to leave it at that.
Okay.
I don't want to turn this to a thing. We're going to leave it at that. I got one more thing to say about Jed York, and I'm going to leave it alone. We ain't got to go into it.
I got 100 guns, 100 clips. I'm from New Haven. I was going to say New York because that was the song, but I'm not from New York. That's a hard hook, too, by the way.
That beat, the hook. Oh, man.
Yeah. Is that Ja Rule?
Oh, man. Yeah, it was Ja Rule. Come
New
on, don't
York.
Do that.
He got the little vibrato in it. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Jed York hates Patrick Mahomes. We can leave it at that. We can leave it at that. If you want to talk about it for 2 minutes, that's cool, too. But
we got
hates
2 minutes. Okay. So
Patrick Mahomes, bro.
Because Patrick stole his soul. I think I used the wrong graphic. I should have used the Mortal Kombat background on this episode. He literally Shang Tsung'd him, like, at the end of both games.
Yeah.
He should. And you know what, Jed? You know what? Go find a way to beat him. That's my thing
to
you. Like, find a way to beat him. I'm super cool that the 49ers are a good team now. But we ain't the best goddamn team. I don't give a fuck how many players we got on this roster that's all pro, Pro Bowl, $28 million a year. Like, none of that matters because the Chiefs ain't got half of them type of players, and they found a way to win the Super Bowl twice against this team.
So?
So what?
With everything you said.
What'd I say?
Everything you just said. They don't have all the talent that we have. But what do they have that we don't?
Patrick Mahomes.
Now, with the conversation I just told you about Kyle and what I'm telling you about how much Jed, which, by the way, is a healthy hate. It's a healthy hate of Patrick Mahomes. What do you think the Niners are going to do at that quarterback position in the next 2 or 3 years? You think it'll still be Brock Purdy? Just give me a yes or a no. You don't want to? Okay, it's cool. Let's get to it. All right. So listen, we're gonna do the review of the first round.
Now it's gotta be Brock Purdy. It's gotta be Brock Purdy. But they gotta go all in on Brock. They gotta let Brock know he that dude. Like, he the dude. The same way. All right. The difference between Andy Reid and Kyle Shanahan is the amount of faith and belief he put into these guys. I don't think Kyle Shanahan trusts, believe, have faith about anything. I don't even know why he a faithful quarterback. I don't even know. I don't get it. Like, if you're not going to have faith in these players, then why be here as the head coach? No, I'm dead serious, though, right?
I know you are. That's why I'm making a note right now. I know you dead serious.
No, I'm dead ass, bro. Like, think about it.
I know.
Like, and so you told me, you just said that Jimmy Garoppolo got benched in a game that he still had to play quarterback in. He got benched from the position, but he still had to go out there and do the role.
He did.
But so never mind. I'm just saying, like, Kyle, at some point, like, Kyle has got to allow the players to play football. Like, when the plan ain't working, just let them go. Just let them play. Like, let Brock be Brock, right? I hate saying that because it's cliche.
So then say let Brock rock.
Yeah, but Andy has zero problems letting Mahomes. And I know Mahomes got chips, but he had to let Mahomes. He might not have liked it at first.
How many rings do they have? They got three, right?
Yeah.
They got three?
They have first one four. Against us. They had four shots, and they got three of them already.
Right.
Yeah.
But he had to let Mahomes it, when the game was on the line. See, that's the difference. That's the difference, right?
Not necessarily. You're right, but there's times where Andy Reid just let Mahomes just be him. Listen, the defenses in the NFL have pretty much found a way to figure out Patrick Mahomes. They figured it out, right? Then Patrick Mahomes says, oh, you think you got me, and then does something immaculate he pulls a trick out of the hat. And next thing you know, oh, man, we wasn't prepared for that. I thought we were prepared. Happened to the 49ers twice. But it happens to teams all the time. Except, I mean, sometimes you go and get them, and sometimes you're not. But I just feel like I need Kyle to have that type of trust into the guy you say is going to be the quarterback of this team. Because if you don't have the trust in that guy is going to play scared. I thought Brock Purdy was a little timid in this Super Bowl. And I don't know why, but I thought he wasn't. What he did in the first two playoff games and the ability to do, it's not that the Chiefs just took it away. I just felt like he was a little timid, or I don't know if timid is the word, but he was a little second-guessing himself and things like that. He had some bad passes in that game. He had some great passes in that game. But his ability was limited, like his ability to make a play. Like, it was kind of, like, limited. I wonder if he was told to stay in the box. Just curious. It's not about Kyle. I'm just saying Kyle got to – if Brock is the man – then you got to let him be the man. If you're going to say he the man, if you're going to say he a man because he got some Putin nanny, then you got to let him be the man. Like, let him be the man. Trust him in being a man. I'm telling you, Mike, that one play that Brock should have been an interception, it was a touchdown to Brandon Ayuk. That was the moment Kyle put the clamps on him.
A touchdown play. He said, nah, no more of that. We won't see that happen again.
Because it was the wrong throw, it was the wrong read. It was a bad percentage throw. It was everything analytically was wrong.
And he couldn't wait to tell us all that I scolded him immediately after.
He had zero problem saying that he got in that tail.
All right. So listen, guys, for the last half or third of this episode, we are actually going to be
it's only two picks
doing
that
a review.
We can talk about.
heading into the draft, y'all, we are going to do two episodes a week where we highlight one round of the draft, so 1 through 7, and then the undrafted free agents that the 49ers have brought in since this regime has been here. So today we're going to start with the first round.
Round one.
Ready.
Fight.
Fight. I like that. So, all right, we're going to spin, see whose name it lands on. We're going to give them a review and rate the pick.
We rate the pick, and then in the chat you guys can participate because I want y'all to tell us if it was a hit or a miss. Every time we do the show, was it a hit? Was it a miss?
There you go.
Ain't no in betweens. Ain't no lukewarms. It's hit and miss. Period.
Right.
Oh shoot! This is a hit. We ain't even got to rate it. It was like they knew drafting Nick Bosa with that pick. They knew exactly what they were going to get. Right.
Yeah. This was a gimme.
When you say rate, what do you mean? Like A+?
Yeah, I would like to get either a 1 to 10 or an A grade, like a letter grade. Yeah, whichever one we want to do. Let's just stick with it and rock it, you know?
Well, let's do the letter grades, right? So Nick Bosa was an A. Hey, are we gonna go pluses or are we just gonna go let solid letters?
I'm not giving him a plus yet. He hasn't been consistent enough.
So no pluses. So just solid letters. Use the A. Use the A. Use the A grade.
No. I wanna use pluses and minuses.
Okay.
But he hasn't earned a plus yet for me.
Well, I felt like his rookie year it was an A plus. Then his next year we got injured. Then the year he came back, it was an A plus. And then this year was like a B minus.
This year was yes. I'll C plus B minus.
Oh, Mike, you on drugs. It was a B minus. It was a B minus B. He was still the best player on the defense, on the front, and at least on the line. Who's the best defender?
You're right. I ain't gonna say nothing. You're right. I don't want to argue. It's cool. Yep.
No. Who's the best defender out of Nick Bosa and Fred Warner?
Fred Warner.
Yeah, I agree.
Fred Warner was more impactful. Fred Warner, yes, Fred Warner.
I agree.
Fred Warner. Dre Greenlaw was a better defender when healthy than Nick Bosa. He had more misses than Nick Bosa, but he's also involved in more. This is a percentage thing. So he's also involved in more plays. Like, Dre Greenlaw was more impactful for this defense this year than Nick Bosa was. All right, but so that's another story for another time.
I'm going to pull up some of the hits. So we got a hit on Bosa. A hit, you got from Jackson's hit, 49er Media hit, Jedi says home run. Right, that's better than a hit. But, yeah, you're right. I could dig it.
Yeah. Nick Bosa was a hit, though. Overall, absolutely a phenomenal pick by the team. Wouldn't have it any other way. Let me be very clear what I'm saying. All right, you ready for the next one?
Next time his ass needs to show up to camp.
I don't like my sounds. Didn't I change the sound? I made it like a drum roll?
I don't know, but this is way better. Oh, gosh.
2017 draft pick number 31 overall. The 49ers traded up to acquire him. This costs more than just a first round choice.
I don't care about that. But I get what you're going with this.
Oh, it makes a difference what you have to put into these guys.
It was a miss. It was a big miss. So it was a couple of things about Reuben Foster. Like, number one, he couldn't stay healthy. And I know that shouldn't be number one. Number one was he was effed up mentally. He was just different. Right? How many times they had to go to court? 2-3 times? They thought Richard Sherman could save him. Richard Sherman ended up in court. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
He hit like there for moral support. Oh my God, I forgot all about that.
Yo, but seriously, Reuben Foster was a strike, like strikeout. This double play. Oh, it was a double play for the first two picks.
That's crazy because it was
Jedi,
two picks.
Hold on, I like that, Jedi. That was dope. I love this freaking show, bro. I love the, yes. I mean, these are my words, Ariel, but I'm sticking with hit or miss. Like, wow. I be trying to find different words than trash. Miss Debbie gave me a whole bunch of synonyms other than trash, but trash sounds the best.
I love it.
And it sucks because he had the potential to be a great linebacker. Yeah. He had all he had everything. Man. The speed, the tackling.
There was one thing he didn't have, and we know now why he couldn't get that green dot. He didn't have it mentally. He didn't want to study. He just wanted to read and react. And so that's why he fell in the draft. People try to blame it on injuries and stuff like that, and him flipping out on. And somebody probably did put him at the board, and he couldn't tell you what was happening. That's why he flipped out and walked. Remember that was a rumor at the combine, like during the workouts and all that stuff. Like,
yeah, he got mad at the combine. Yeah,
yeah. So it was probably something like that. So
John Lynch still drafted him, traded up though, like you said, to get him.
Yeah. So all right, let's keep it rolling. I don't want to. You know, run too late. This is fun. This is going to be short. By the way, this is probably the shortest round of any of them that we're going to have.
Oh, for
just
sure.
So we're
like,
oh, like, we can't go.
We got our second hit.
All right, here we go. 25th pick overall of the 2020 draft. Our second choice in that round, Brandon Ayuk.
We traded up to get him too. Well, yeah.
Wait. Yes, technically, I think you're right because we traded back with Kinlaw. And we acquired something, and we used some of that to move up.
Yeah. So Ayuk is a hit, right? And so, now we're stuck in this pay me situation. F you, pay me, type of situation with Brandon Ayuk. Because he's produced. I think he's at the A minus stage, like A minus. Yeah. Like if I had to give him a degree.
A minus. I forgot to give Reuben Foster a grade. I was trying to see if I could, if there was any way around giving it an F.
I think he would get a D plus.
I don't think so. Nah, because he didn't even finish his rookie contract here.
He could finish his rookie contract here. We had to release him because the dude stayed in court. All right, so F is cool. F is fine.
Right. So yeah, he gets an F. Works.
Yeah, F out of here. That's what that stands for.
Brandon Ayuk, if I gave Nick Bosa an A minus, what did I give him? An A?
You gave Nick Bosa a C plus. No, you gave him an A.
I gave him an A. I gave him a straight A. I'm gonna give Brandon Ayuk a B plus. I'm gonna give him a B plus.
No, I think he's at the A minus stage. He's proven that he could be a 1,000-yard wide receiver, not being option one twice in a row. He's progressively gotten better in his route running. He's gotten way better in his run blocking. His hands are pretty dang on good. This dude is a top tier wide receiver in the NFL, and if we don't pay him, somebody will. So I think he's definitely in the A category.
You know who has a eerily similar path as this guy?
Who?
Tyler Boyd. Go look at his numbers.
Oh, Mike.
Go look at his first 4 years. Okay. All right. I'm just saying. Eerily similar.
They kept him around all this time until now. So that lets you know how valuable he was, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what you saying?
I was just comparing the first 4 years. That's all. I didn't realize Tyler Boyd's first 4 years were so similar to Brandon Ayuk's. It was pretty eerie to me.
I'm just saying, that's how valuable Tyler Boyd was. And then now he's down. Now they made him a free agent. You know what I mean? Now he's a free agent.
Yeah, he a free agent, and he would be somebody, if we would end up losing Ayuk, might be somebody that can come in on a year or two to help us out while we get a rookie. I was looking at the remaining name on these years on the wheel.
We could just do this in one shot. We ain't even got to spin the wheel. I am curious to know what you think of Mike McGlinchey, though.
You got to earn it. All right, here we go.
We won't spend any time on these other joints, yo.
I'm so glad it went through. Trey Lance. Now I want to hear what you going. Well, I can't wait to hear what letter grade you give this. All right, so Trey Lance was the third overall pick in the 2021 NFL draft. It cost the Niners two additional first round picks. I don't care about the other ones, so let's just focus on this. Your thoughts on this pick here. By the way, these grades are for John Lynch selecting them where he did.
I mean, this was an F.
It's
So you can't get by the F means no longer on the team, and they traded him. And so at the end of the day, why was it an F? I mean, there's context there. But, this kid was probably drafted a year early, needed more time. He needed time to develop. And I think when it came to Trey Lance, I think the mistake that John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan made, probably Kyle Shanahan more than John Lynch, was the simple fact that they didn't let him play his rookie year. Like that year that Jimmy was still here, they needed to have let him play that year. Like, let him get his feet wet at some point. We weren't going to win that year, and we should have, even though we went to the playoffs that year, remember, we had to play the Rams in the NFC Championship game, but that should have been the year of development. That way, the next year, you know, now he could come in. He's done seen football.
Full off season.
Coming back in the quarterback one. Even though they brought Jimmy back that year too, at least you would have had got. He would have gotten the reps, the mental reps, the physical reps, the things that he needed. So I can't give him an incomplete because when he was out there, didn't perform well, right?
Exactly.
And so at the end of the day, it's an F. The value, everything about this was an F, but it had potential. We just weren't willing to wait on to see what the potential was going to be because you drafted a guy like Brock Purdy who gave you instant success. And I think that's the issue, for Trey Lance. He wasn't going to give us instant relief, instant success, but Brock did. And because Brock did, due to the injury of Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo, you moved on from Trey Lance. And so F it is for me. It is what it is.
Yeah. You got to give him an F simply because it was 8 years of contract time and you got four games out of him. That's an F.
And at the end of the day, no matter how much I love the kid, I got to keep it a buck. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it a buck. this is an F.
Solomon
this,
Thomas.
Nothing you could do around this by getting this other than an F. Like, this is just a straight up. This might be. This is the worst pick of their first round picks, but I understand if Trey Lance was the worst pick because of the value and the position. You know what I'm saying? But this was definitely the worst pick. I'm sorry. He didn't even come in being a defensive end. Like, I don't know what he was.
Exactly.
But because he was this tweener guy, he wasn't the ish. He wasn't the piece.
Yeah. I can't give this an F because I think we got 4 out of 5 years out of Solomon Thomas. Although there were a lot of injuries.
The production sucked and the injuries were bad.
Yes, I agree with all of that. The injuries were horrible. I'm not trying to take any of that away. But what I'm saying is he at least lasted for the first 4 years. I believe it was 4 years of his contract. I don't think he was ever just cut. We didn't pick up the fifth year option and let him go. The reason why I want to give it an F, I'm going to give this like the D minuses of minuses. Like whatever the lowest. I don't want to though because of the 4 years.
It doesn't matter if he was on this team for 4 years. That don't matter. The motherfucker wasn't productive. Let's just keep it a buck. If you didn't do shit in 4 years, then you belong in the F category. If I went to school for 4 years and I ain't do shit, sorry, I didn't do anything, Mike. What's my grade gonna be?
I mean, you're not gonna be in school for 4 years. They're gonna kick you out if you're not.
They can't just kick you out. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, you go to high school, you enter the ninth grade, you do nothing that year, you get an F, right? Depending on the value number of the F or whatever, it might pass you to 10th grade or whatever. My point is he didn't do anything of value to deserve higher than an F. He's a great guy. Great man. I'm sorry for the trauma he went through. I thought that sucked. But as we're talking about straight up production, 4 years and you did nothing? I mean, hell, Javon Kinlaw is going to get a higher grade than him. At least he gave us something in his 4 years. Gave us a pick six. I mean, sorry.
Yeah. No, it's cool. It's cool. I mean, he had moments, but nothing like that said bring him back or anything like that. So, I mean, he just had right place, right time.
He's
moments.
A free
nothing
agent right now.
I bet he is. Free. All right. So, here we go.
So there's you don't a super chat bring him back?
No, I do not. But I will say that pick gave me the most fear next to this one right here. Two picks in this regime's history gave me fear. The third overall pick from the 2017 draft and the ninth overall pick from the 2018 draft. And here's why. If your first impression to me, I'm talking just to me, is that you're picking someone because you went to school with them that clearly doesn't fit the system and scheme that you're in, I can't trust you. Like, what, just because you know somebody you're drafting, that bothered me straight out the gate. Didn't fit, and you're going to force this square peg into a round hole. Then you get Mike McGlinchey when we already had a right tackle. So after you draft McGlinchey, then you trade him away. So you're taking a known commodity, putting it away, and then taking an unknown and moving him to the right side. It was just like, oh, my God, what is this guy doing? I had so much apprehension about John Lynch. That said, I think Mike McGlinchey earned a C.
I give him a
solid
C.
I'm going to give Mike a C.
Solid C for me. I mean, you talked about, you know, what he was asked to do. This was a left tackle coming out of Notre Dame that played predominantly on the left side. He came in and had to play right tackle. Now you see why the trauma about drafting a left tackle to come play right tackle doesn't sit well with me. We talk about all these guys like Kingsley Samatea and all these guys that play left tackle. We want to bring them in here to play right tackle. I'm a little nervous. I'm not saying that they can't. I'm just a little nervous. But Mike McGlinchey had his deficiencies. He was too tall to where he couldn't get his pad level low enough. And he would get bull rushed all the time. I've never seen a weak offensive lineman until Mike McGlinchey. But in the run game, he was the man.
We got a super chat here from Sean. I've been waiting to get to this one when the name popped up here. He says, Mick McGlinchey has been dropping deuces with his play on the field since he was a rookie. Guys, we've blown so many firsts. Kyle missed the draft meetings. Yes.
Or drifting at the meetings or something.
Drifting like falling asleep?
Yeah.
And then here's the second one here from Sean, because Trey Lance has already been discussed. He says, Kyle sure did draw up some lame plays on that plane ride before they drafted Trey. Shit plays. Actually, Kyle has been drinking like crazy. So hungover. Everyone keeps saying that he looks hungover. Is that who they were talking about in that group chat earlier?
Yeah, Kyle looks... Well, so the thing about Kyle Shanahan, and not to get back on him, Kyle always looked drunk, right? Like, he always looked like he just came from drinking a hard, stiff one or something. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, remember at the Super Bowl, the week, the meetings, mm-hmm. the press?
I sure do. I ate that. I tore it. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, like... So because of that, Mike, and other times, I think I was at the last owner's meeting, Kyle was a little tipsy too. So I think every time people see Kyle, either he's a little under the influence or he needs to sleep. And I think it's more of the sleep. I don't think Kyle Shanahan sleeps. I think during when football season finally starts to ramp up, I think he becomes nocturnal and he has to go out there and it's no sleep until they win the championship. You know what I mean?
That's why I'm not judging him for drinking, right? This isn't something that he's got to go in there and draw up and focus. No, Kyle's on, it's business, but it's like leisurely business, right?
100%, like when, 100%.
You know, this is like a teacher's convention in Atlantic City for you, right? Like, you're not going out there with the classroom and all that. It's still work, but you got to chill because we're kicking it now. We went to the convention, but now we're going to chill for a little bit. And that's what, every time we've seen Kyle drunk or intoxicated, it's not focused on work time. I've never seen Kyle at a podium for a post-game presser or in-week presser and thought that he was drunk. I've never thought that. So I'm not going to kill
point.
Him like
That's
other people are killing him.
Yeah. That's a good point. And at the end of the day, I don't care. I don't care. All I care about is results. You know what I'm saying? Like, results, to me, is the only thing I care about. Like, you know. Yeah. So, look, we got to find a way to run it back. And we won't be running it back with – five of these first round draft picks, because most of them aren't here anymore.
And the last guy was Javon Kinlaw. Did any of these guys, are any of them still here other than Nick Bosa and Brandon Ayuk?
And Nick Bosa and Brandon Ayuk are the only ones here. They didn't bring anybody else back.
Oh my God. I give Javon Kinlaw. Who do we give the C to? The C was McGlinchey.
I give him a C.
I got to give him a C minus.
I give him a flat C. Another guy that couldn't stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But then started to see his reps lessen when they got stronger at the position, right? And so he went from starter to rotational. And I think that's where he was able to supersede, right? Like, he was able to exceed as a rotational guy. I thought he got better in his run stuffing ability. His pass rush ability. Like, I thought he got better. And so I think he finished off at a C grade. I mean, C minus is cool, but I'm gonna say he was mid. He was a mid tier player. Definitely wasn't what he should have been. But that's, you want to talk about what's scary. You talked about them drafting Mike McGlinchey because they were trading Trent Brown. I don't know if people remember this, right? Mm-hmm. So they were moving on from, and his replacement was Mike McGlinchey. They traded DeForest Buckner, and his replacement was Javon Kinlaw. Now, these players are going to be different, but they replaced the position, is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Heading into this draft, this is good because there's nobody that needs to be replaced. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Where my bell at? Ding, ding. Come on, bro. You talking, man.
Nobody needs to be replaced, right? Mm-hmm. Colt McKivitz, right tackle. How I know? They extended him for a year. Doesn't need to be replaced. Can be upgraded, but doesn't need to be replaced. That whole offensive line can use some upgrades, but no one needs to be replaced like we did in the past prior first round. So going into the first round, Mike, we'll end this show. We went a little bit over. Mike, going into the first round, how do you think the 49ers are going to attack this? They don't need a cornerback. They don't need a safety. They don't need a linebacker. They don't need anything.
They're getting a quarterback.
Ladies, no team is safe. That's the only one that sticks in my head. Okay. Welcome to the BAM show.
Yo, that's messed up.